Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
71.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going good.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration.
That's a lot to remember. Replace Biden, definitely.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
All right.
Mark Jordan.
I have no opinion.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
David Jordan.
No opinion.
Mike Levine.
No opinion.
Nan Cobb.
Who?
Nan Cobb.
No opinion.
Okay.
If I don't know his name, it's no opinion.
Eddie Owens.
No opinion.
Kerry Baker.
No opinion.
Ron DeSantis.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini.
I'm sorry, what?
Anthony Sabatini.
No opinion.
Keith Farner.
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, who would you vote for? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb.
Good night.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting for Mike Levine?
Yes.
And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Keith Farner, Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb.
Eddie Owens.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical and companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
I have no idea. I lost you about the second sentence.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
I agree with that statement that they ought to incarcerate him.
Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraisers Cary Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Cary Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Cary Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican